Hey, this is Jeremy again. Welcome back to Edgecast Mini, and I hope you're enjoying this new podcast that we got. We're sure having a lot of fun bringing it to you each and every day, and just fun to be a part of your day, wherever you're going and whatever you're doing, that the Word of God can be presented to you, and we're really glad that you're tuning in and listening with us. Today, if you're following along in the reading plan, we're taking today's scripture out of Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33 and 34, which you should have already read. If not, you can go back and read through your chapters after this. But basically, Jesus says in these scriptures, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things." Now, all of us face worry in life. There's things that we stress out about and worry about. And a lot of times, they're things that really we have no control over. But many times, we're faced with a lot of stress and uncertainty about the future, different things in our lives or families or even relationships, how we're going to pass the next exam, where we're going to get enough money, you know. And yet, Jesus particularly tells us not to worry. It sounds very simple when you read that passage, but it actually can be kind of difficult sometimes to put in practice in our lives. But thank God that He actually gives us the key in these scriptures, and you may have just read past it and not caught it, but he doesn't just say not to worry, but before that, in verse 33, says, "Seek first the kingdom of God." I want to share with you two quick thoughts on how seeking first the kingdom of God can really help you get the right perspective and deal with worry and anxiety in your life. Firstly, when you and I begin to seek the kingdom of God, we begin to understand who God really is. And this is very important. We begin to understand when our focus is on Him, we start to get a revelation that God really is who He says He is in the Bible. And the Bible tells us He's our shepherd. The Bible tells us He's everlasting. The Bible tells us that He's always available to help us. And when we start to really get a picture of how great and awesome God is, then we have nothing more to worry about, because we understand that God is in charge of everything, and He's got the power over every situation in our lives. And so we don't have to be stressed out about what we're going to do or how we're going to make it through, because what we are confident of is that God is going to get us through each and every situation that we're facing. The second reason why it's so important, and I want to leave this with you today, is that when we begin to really seek God's kingdom first, when you begin to prioritize godly things, even taking the time to go through a podcast like this, where you begin to say, "God, I want Your perspective in my life. I want to read the Word and apply it," our perspectives begin to change, because you start to invest your life in things that are eternal instead of things that are temporary. A lot of people spend their time worrying about natural things, things they can't change even if they wanted to change. But when you begin to spend your time not worrying about natural things, but investing in eternal things, then you begin to get a godly perspective. The things that you're facing start to get a little bit less important as you realize that God really is in control. Jesus is really coming back to save us. And you don't have to be consumed anymore by the things around you. When you know God's opinion about you, the opinions of others start to kind of diminish quite a bit. So I want you to think about this today. And if there's something that you're struggling with or worrying about, let me just encourage you that you are on the right track. Making a decision to get up and begin to read your Bible is the right decision. Making a decision to fill your mind and even your iPod with the Word of God is the right decision. And whatever you're facing today, God's big enough and He's well able to sustain you through it. Don't worry, but instead turn to God in prayer. Give Him your heart and trust that God is exactly who He says He is.